another inspiration from Ken Park at Fallingbrook Heights Baptist Church at the Center. We encourage you to prepare your heart, mind, and soul for a time of reflection, learning, and prayer. If you have any questions, or if you're just looking to chat, check out our website, churchatthecenter.com. And now, here's Ken.
Today we celebrate our 76th anniversary. Congratulations to all of you. Thank you to all of you for your contribution to this great work of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Today we have a special guest coming to us by means of technology and creativity to share his story as we weave together our 76th anniversary with this first Sunday of Advent. Hope starts it all off. Hope reminds us of promises. It establishes God's word to us, even our identity, fueling our journey. Hope is ever searching. It refines our focus. Paul writes abundantly about hope in his letter to Roman believers. I encourage you to read the hope sections in the book of Romans. Romans 12:12 says this, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer." When we think about these things, even the struggles that we have in life, and putting hope in context, I want to remind you that all humans need three things in order to thrive in life. We need someone authentic to love, something meaningful to do, and something that we can really hope for. Today we light the candle in persevering hope with the excitement that in Advent, in Christmas, the brilliant life, love, and future we hope for is already ours and is still to come. Today, as we think about these things, please read with me. Read loud enough so that those around you can hear, or you can hear your own words. Let's read together Psalm 139, a selection, and we'll put this psalm in the first person plural. Let's read together. "You have searched us, Lord, and you know us. You know when we sit and when we rise. You perceive our thoughts from afar. You discern our going out and our lying down. You're familiar with all our ways. Where can we go from your spirit? Where can we flee from your presence? We praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. We know that full well. All the days ordained for us were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to us are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Search each of us, God. Know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in us and lead us in the way everlasting." Come on. Come on in. He's just got some good stuff for you today. Come on. Over here. Come on. In here. Come on. There you go. There you go. That's good. That's good. All right. All right. What are you doing here at my stable? But so many of you. Huh. But here in my stable, it's not a lot of room for you to come, so I guess you can just sit outside. No, you can't stay overnight here. We don't allow that. No, not if your name's Joe. No, not if you're expecting. No, no one stays overnight here anymore. This is a stable with cows and sheep and camels and spiders and all that they produce. You don't want to stay around here too long, and certainly not in those shoes. You want me to tell you your story? My story. Oh, you want me to tell you my story? Okay, well. The sheep seem to be resting and the cows are content, so, okay. I'll take a moment and tell you my story. Well, my name's Solomon. Yes, named after the great king. I know, I've heard all the taunting over the years. Solomon. Solomon the wise, wise of the dirt. Solomon with the wisdom of the straw. I've heard all the taunts, so they just call me Sully. And you can call me Sully too. I came here as a very young boy. You see, my family had gotten on the wrong side of the Roman attack. My family was all killed. All except for me. And it was innkeeper Isha that took me in and had me become his stable boy and look after all of the animals here in the stable. I guess the story you want to hear of all the stories I know, story you really want to hear happened, 2021 years ago. Isha keeps telling me the right date. I remember all the events, but just forget the dates. How could I ever forget the events, though? Incredible. It was at the time of the Assyrian census. Time of the Assyrian census. It was busy. There was horses and there was camels, and the stable was filled with people coming here for the census. It was Isha that told me the events that happened before the census when Gabriel at the temple, the angel at the temple appeared to priest Zechariah and told him the news. His wife, Elizabeth, she was just too old to have a baby. And their son, Johann, wow, that was a tough guy. Johann. I've eaten curds before. I've had honey, of course. But locusts? I've had some disgusting food, especially out with Binyamin up in the hills, but not locusts. They're disgusting. When Elizabeth was still with child, it was then that Miriam came. Miriam came and she was with Elizabeth for a while, and I saw her walking through Bethlehem, and she carried a heavy burden. A burden that was beyond just heaviness on her shoulders. I would see her from time to time, and while she was with Elizabeth, she too was with child. As she walked, people started to take notice, and they were not kind. But she smiled at me, and then she left, went to Nazareth. I didn't think I'd ever see her again. Shortly after, when Johann was born, we all celebrated. And then the census. The census, of course, drew people from all throughout the tribe of Judah. This is Bethlehem. This is the city of David. And so Yusuf came. Oh yeah, I know. In this stable, it's Yosef and Miriam and Yeshua. This is Yeshua's stable. Bethlehem is David's town. So Yusuf came with Miriam to
Bethlehem. And when he came to Bethlehem, he came here. I work pretty hard here at the stable. I have all these years. I've learned that animals are easier to deal with than people. You seem like nice people. You seem like you're joyful and happy. That is, except for you. You look like you pushed a bull uphill in the rain on one leg, blindfolded, in mating season. Has it been a hard week? You look like Yusuf when he first came. Yusuf, as he stood with Isha by the inn, he had such a heavy burden himself. It was just starting to rain. And Yusuf pleaded with Isha to let him stay in the inn, but the inn was full. And so I saw Isha give me a wave and call me over. He called me over and he said, "Sully, make some space for this couple to stay in your stable." I welcomed Miriam and Yusuf in. I wasn't sure where they could stay, but I gave them my spot on the hay so they could sleep, they could rest. Miriam, she was weary, couldn't walk very well in her condition, but her eyes were bright and there was a glow about her. I got some rags and some straw together and got the best resting spot I could for them. The stable's packed with animals. Not so much today, but it's packed with animals, and every animal that comes to my stable I name. There's Oldie and Spotty and Lazy Donkey, Meanie, and there's Herod and Silky the camels, Toothy. That's where Jezebel and my favorite colt, Abel. Around here somewhere is Barley the rooster. And of course, all the lambs, but we'll get to them. Miriam loved all the names I gave to the animals. She loved it when I introduced them to all the different animals. She especially liked the donkeys. She brought a donkey with her from Nazareth. I named the donkey. I named the donkey Nero from Nazareth. He had a white tuft on his head that made him look like a king, if donkeys do have kings. One night, Yusuf was at the census. It was raining hard that night. Yusuf was at the census, and I looked around for more rags to help Miriam keep warm, and I took off my cloak and gave it to her so she could stay warm, and then I ran around showing her how I could stay warm without it. And she laughed. Then she motioned me closer, and I sat down with her. I hadn't had a mom's touch for a long time. So as I sat beside her, I asked her the questions. Why would the Lord send you here? Is the baby going to be okay? How can I help you, Miriam? She drew me close to her, and she, in her calm, sweet voice, I'll never forget what she said. She said, "Silly, Gabriel appeared to me in Nazareth. She said, I was so shocked. I was pledged to be married to Yusuf. She looked up and saw the rain dripping through the roof. She said, Gabriel said that I was highly favored. The Lord was with me. I was afraid, of course, said Mary, and angels who seemed to know these things said, do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid, for you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you're to name him Yeshua, for he will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign forever. His kingdom will never end. Of course, Mary had never been with man. And so she asked, how is this to be? Gabriel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. The power of the Most High will come upon you. And the Holy One will be called Son of God. I sat for a moment in surprise beside Mary. I didn't know what I should say, and the questions were burning inside me, so I said, Miriam, Miriam, what did you say? I'll never forget her words. I'll never forget what she said. She said, I am the Lord's servant. It is His word that I want to fulfill. Amen. There's those donkeys again. I have to feed the donkeys. They're always the first ones seeking to eat something. I gotta go. You can come back and I'll tell you more of my story. But remember, you are the Lord's servant. May His will for me, for you, be fulfilled. I do hope that you have enjoyed our celebration together today on our anniversary. If you have any questions about what we've spoken about, please be in touch with us. As you go into your week, let's close with this benediction, and I'll encourage you to stand where you are, and let's read this together so we hear each other say these words of blessing. Benediction from Philippians 2, 8 to 10. Being found in appearance as a man, Jesus Christ, Son of God, humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
Thanks for listening to this inspiration from Ken Park. For more information, visit our website, churchatthecenter.com. God bless.